The science educator and TV star has been openly critical of those who deny evolution based on a literal interpretation of the Bible. Bill Nye says it's fine if adults want to hold such beliefs, but he's concerned about children.
It's not in our best interest to raise a generation of science students who don't know and appreciate the fundamental idea in all of life science.
In response to Bill Nye, the founder of the Creation Museum challenged the science guy to a debate. Ken Ham says science cannot adequately explain the physical universe as we know it.
The creation account in the Bible explains the origin of man and the origin of the people groups and why there are fossils all over the world and so on.
Neither man is a PhD scientist. Bill Nye is a mechanical engineer who says he's schooled in physics. And Ken Ham refers to himself as a communicator and says he was a science teacher. Each man talked a little about how he will prepare for the debate. Bill Nye is the CEO of the Planetary Society.
Well, I've been in touch with my colleagues in the scientific community, especially the skeptics organizations, who have spent a lot of time with, not too many people have spent time with Ken Ham, but a lot of people spent time with the mythic Dwayne Gish in his day. And guy versus guy. What I really consider myself in this matter is a reasonable man. I'm a reasonable man. Is it reasonable that these extraordinary claims that Ken Ham and his colleagues make, are any of these reasonable? And I remind everybody that the question at hand is, does creationism provide a model that is useful in modern science? The word viable in the context of modern science.
Ken Ham is founder and CEO of the Creation Museum in Petersburg, Kentucky.
Well, obviously, one way I prepare for the debate is to watch interviews that Bill Nye has done and listen to what he's said to understand where he's coming from. I'm sure he's doing the same about me. And then, you know, we have a specific question for the debate. Is creation a viable model of origins in today's modern scientific era? And so I am going to do my best to come up with an affirmative statement that creation is a viable model of origins in today's modern scientific era. And so I'll be using the best arguments I can to make an affirmative statement about that particular question for the topic of the debate. And obviously, you know, each of us needs to understand where we're coming from so we don't talk past each other. So I am trying to do that research to understand where Bill Nye is coming from.
900 tickets for the event at the Creation Museum near Cincinnati sold out within minutes last month. Over 1 million people are expected to watch online. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.